Did you date him?
Yes.
And that's what caused all this trouble.
A love triangle leads to vandalism.
You want to call him as a witness?
He's not going to tell the truth. There's no...
Oh, he'll tell me the truth.
Then Judy gets up close and personal with him.
Let's start with this.
Yes, ma'am.
On your smartest day, you're not as smart as this finger.
Now you can go and sit down.
Thank you.
And pick your pants up on the way back, please.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. 19-year-old Tiffany DeVries is suing her co-worker, Lindsay Schwanet, for keying her car and harassment.
Order. All rise.
That's case number 377 on the calendar in the matter of DeVries versus Schwanet.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Folks, have a seat.
Oh, Mr. DeVries, it is your claim that the defendant keyed your car over some guy.
Yes, ma'am.
Are you the guy?
Yes, ma'am.
You were or are her boyfriend?
Yes, ma'am.
And did you date him?
Yes.
And that's what caused all this trouble?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. When do you claim your car was keyed?
September 5th.
2009?
Yes, ma'am.
Where was it when it was keyed?
At his house.
It's your first name?
Bradley, ma'am.
What was it doing at Bradley's house?
I had went over there that morning because I had got him a fish tank, and we were gonna go by our job to pick up my check and then go to the pet store to pick up some fish to put in the new fish tank.
How long had you and Bradley been dating?
We didn't become official until towards the end after she had keyed my car.
Towards the end of?
Towards end of August, early September.
Where did you meet him?
We met at a friend's house.
And did you know her before?
I knew that we worked together, but I did not know that that was his ex-girlfriend at the time.
Where did you work together?
At O'Charlie's.
Did you know each other by name?
Yes.
But you didn't know that she had been involved with him?
No, not the night that we had met.
Okay. Do you have pictures of your car?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, it's definitely been keyed. And it wasn't keyed before September 5th when it was parked outside
no,
of his
ma'am.
House. Okay. Did you see her key the car?
No, ma'am.
What proof do you have that she was the one responsible for keying your car?
Amanda heard her say it.
Who were you?
Amanda.
Stand up. I can't hear you.
Amanda.
Last name.
Kerr.
How do you know these people?
We all work together.
Tell me what you know about this car keying incident.
Well, I know that she has
look
been...
Up, don't look up there. Look over here.
I know that she's been harassing her at work.
Harassing is a term of art. Tell me what you've seen, tasted, smelled, or touched.
I haven't. I've just heard things that were not nice about Tiffany.
Heard things from whom?
From Lindsay.
That's Lindsay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So what has she said to you or to people that you've heard?
I have heard her say that she hates Tiffany. I've heard her call her names. I've heard her say that she deserved to get her car keyed.
And that she deserved to get her car keyed.
Mm-hmm.
Is that all you heard?
Uh-huh.
Okay, sit down. Is that the only proof you have, Mr. DeVries, that the defendant keyed your car?
Bradley gave the sheriff that took the police report when we went said that night when he called Lindsay, he said...
Oh, just a minute. You want to call him as a witness?
He's not going to tell the truth. There's no...
Oh, he'll tell me the truth.
I would really...
Oh, he'll tell me the truth. You want to call him as a witness?
Sure, if you think...
Over here. Let's start with this.
Yes, ma'am.
On your smartest day, you're not as smart as this finger. Let's start with that. Do we understand each other?
Yes, ma'am.
You could stick whatever you want in your ear and your nose and your navel, anything. In your smartest day, you're not going to connect with the here around like this finger can. Do we understand each other?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Now, you were fooling around with her while you were dating her?
No, ma'am.
All right. Did she buy you a fish tank?
No, ma'am.
Did you get a fish tank?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, okay. And tell me where you got the fish tank.
From her house, ma'am.
When did you get it from her house?
I'm not sure what the exact date
is. Well, tell me about what happened when you got the fish tank from her house. Over here.
got the fish tank, brought it back.
I just want you to know something. The hair on the back of my neck starts to stand up. You have family?
Yes, ma'am.
You have a mother?
Yes, ma'am.
You like your mother?
Yes, ma'am.
You have siblings?
Yes, ma'am.
You don't want them to think you're an idiot, do you?
No, ma'am.
You don't want me to make you look like an idiot, do you?
No, ma'am.
I have the capacity to do that.
I understand,
ma'am. We understand that. Okay, good. And whether or not you continue to enjoy a healthy sex life is not my problem. Do we understand that?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I don't give a rat's behind. All I care about is taking care of this car in the most painless way I can possibly do that.
I understand.
We get it?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Now, tell me how it came about that you got the fish tank from the plaintiff's house.
Tiffany just gave it to me, ma'am.
What do you mean she just gave it to you? How did that come about?
I had another small one, and she doesn't use that one anymore, so she said, do you want this one?
Well, how do you know, Tiffany?
From a friend.
What friend?
His name's Jake, ma'am.
Tell me how you came to meet Tiffany through Jake.
She was at his house whenever I was there.
So she was his girlfriend or just a friend?
Just a friend, ma'am.
Now, Lindsay is your girlfriend.
Yes, ma'am.
Did Lindsay know that you were a friend of Tiffany's?
Yes, ma'am.
She did.
Did
you tell her that you got the fish tank from Tiffany's house?
Yes, ma'am.
Before or after you got it? Look at me.
After, ma'am, I believe
so. After, of course after. You see how smart I am? Do you see how smart I am?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I'm telling you, you can't think fast enough, Bradley. You can't think fast enough. So let's try to make this as comfortable as possible.
Yes, ma'am.
Right? You were going to get some fish.
Yes, ma'am.
With the plaintiff.
Yes, ma'am.
To put in the fish tank.
I was.
That she gave you.
Yes, ma'am.
That you didn't tell your girlfriend about at the time.
So, no, ma'am.
Right?
Right.
Good. Perfect. And did you tell your girlfriend that you were going to the fish store with Tiffany?
Yes, ma'am.
Before or after you went?
Before, ma'am.
Really? So you told her that you were going to get fish with Tiffany for a fish tank that you didn't know that you got yet?
I don't really remember exactly, ma'am.
Well, where were you supposed to put the fish? In your pocket?
In the tank, ma'am.
She didn't know about the tank, Bradley. According to you, she didn't know about the tank until afterwards.
She knew I was with Tiffany at that moment, ma'am.
That's not what I said. Do you understand where we're going?
I understand.
Young man.
Yes, ma'am.
You got it?
I got it.
After this whole thing went down, did you and Miss Lindsay have a discussion about the keyed car?
No, ma'am.
That's a lie. You see, now that's a lie.
So,
you want to know why, Bradley?
Yes, ma'am.
Because I didn't ask you whether she told you she did it. I said, did you have a discussion with her about the keyed car? Which means somebody keyed Tiffany's car. And she said to you, I don't know who did that. But you just said to me, we didn't even have a discussion about it. Now that's a lie.
I'm not following you, ma'am.
You're not. Are you too stupid to follow me?
I'm confused, ma'am.
I'm confusing to you? I asked you whether you had a discussion with your girlfriend about Tiffany's car getting keyed, and you said no.
I didn't know the car was keyed at that moment, ma'am.
I'm not talking to you about any moment. I said to you, after the car got keyed, did you have a discussion with Tiffany about it? You said no.
No, I didn't.
Now, don't you feel ridiculous?
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
So the police officer lied when he did this report?
I'm not saying he lied. I'm saying he only took Tiffany's side of the story.
That's not what I asked you.
Then yeah, he lied. Absolutely.
You're an idiot. You belong together.
And later today...
What had you done up until then to help her out?
By being on her teams and helping her teams do better is a favor.
Miss Mullins, that's ridiculous. Ridiculous, as my six-year-old would say. Ridiculous.
Real cases, real people, Judge Judy. Tiffany DeVries is accusing her co-worker, Lindsay Chouinet, of keying her car. Tiffany says, unbeknownst to her, they were dating the same man.
Now, even I would have a discussion about the car being keyed in my driveway. Somebody vandalized property in my driveway. I would have a discussion with my girlfriend about it, even if it was just pillow talk.
I didn't know it was keyed that day, ma'am.
Talking about that day. I didn't say that day.
Whenever I did find out.
Whenever you did find out is half a sentence, sir.
Whenever I did find out, then yes, we did have a discussion about it.
See how foolish I made you look right there?
I suppose, ma'am.
I did. Now you can go and sit down.
Thank you.
And pick your pants up on the way back, please.
Yes, ma'am.
You have a police report?
Yes.
I'd like to look at it. Did you bring brownies over to Mr. Baggy Pants over there?
No, ma'am.
Oh, so you mean you lied to the police?
No, the police never interviewed
me. No, that's not what I asked you.
No, I didn't lie to the police.
Did you tell the police that you had gone over there to bring brownies to his mother?
Absolutely not.
So the police officer lied when he did this report?
I'm not saying he lied. I'm saying he only took Tiffany's side of the story.
That's not what I asked you.
Then yeah, he lied. Absolutely.
You're an idiot. You belong together. You don't have any children with him, do you?
No.
Keep it that way. You, up here, again.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm going to say it very slowly so even you can understand me.
Yes, ma'am.
To whom did you say, not that it's the truth, but to whom did you say that Lindsay said to you, how does the like her car?
No one, ma'am.
No one?
No one, ma'am.
Really?
Yes, ma'am.
So the police lied about that, too?
No, the police took Tiffany's word for it. So technically, well, yes, the police lied in the police report.
Mm-hmm. And the police lied when they said that they spoke to her and she said she was there just delivering brownies to your mother.
Yes, ma'am. The police never spoke to Lindsay.
Really? So that they took her side. Why do you think they took her side? Is her father on the police force? Does her uncle walk a beat? Why do you think they took her side?
I have no idea, ma'am, because she's the one that filed the police report.
So you think that somebody else keyed her car while it was in your driveway?
Just
a second. Or you think she did it herself?
I don't think it was keyed in my driveway, ma'am.
Tell me where you think it was keyed.
I have no idea. It could have been anywhere.
Sit down.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, I don't think that the police lie. And if I had to pick a liar, I would pick somebody who dates him. So I'm going to tell you this. What I don't understand about women, before I award her the damages that she seeks, which is about $600 to have the car repainted, before I'm going to award her these damages, I'm going to just suggest something to you and to any other young women out there who may be similarly situated when their boyfriend with whom they are intimate, share a bed and their most intimate secrets, and they cheat on them. I don't know why you get mad at the other woman. I don't understand that. She doesn't have any loyalty to you. She didn't make any promises to you. He did. So if you want to key somebody's car, you want to break somebody's windows, which is all illegal, but if you're going to do it, at least do it to the right person.
I agree.
Hey, shut up. That would be him. That would be the cheaters. You don't get mad at the women because they probably lied to the women. Lindsay didn't understand me. She's psychotic. She cheated on me. All the other things. Do you understand? That's the liar. She's a victim just like you are. Do you understand that?
Absolutely.
Judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $600. That's all. Thank you. Goodbye.
Bodies are excused. You may step out.
I know she keyed my car.
I swear to God, I did not.
She admitted to keying my car.
It sucks that it did happen to her.
And I'm just really glad that I got my money.
But it wasn't me.
And now the next case.
All parties in the matter of Hart versus Mullins. Step forward.
Trisha Hart is suing her former cheerleading student, 22-year-old Kaylee Mullins, for an unpaid loan to pay her tuition. Kaylee insists she owes nothing.
Ms. Hart, the defendant was a student of yours. You were her cheerleading coach since, according to you, she was about 13. And it is your claim that you made a loan to her for college tuition.
Correct.
You want her to repay the loan. Ms. Mullins, while she acknowledges the fact that you advanced the money for her tuition when she was in a bind, she says there was never any discussion of her repaying that money to you. On what date did you advance her the money for tuition?
I wrote the check August 21st, 07. I had received a phone call from Kaylee telling me that she had about 48 hours to pay her college tuition. Or if she didn't have the money in, she wouldn't be enrolled in the university, which meant she wouldn't be able to cheer. And her parents couldn't afford it, and the time had lapsed for her to get financial aid or any type of scholarship, and that she was in a bind. She'd greatly appreciate it. She was working two jobs, and she'd start paying me back as soon as she could.
Okay,
Actually, I called up Trisha to tell her about the situation I was in.
What did you hope to accomplish by calling her?
For a friend to help a friend out.
Okay. What had you done to help her out?
What have I done?
What had you done up until then to help her out?
Previously, I've been on her teams that she has coached. I've helped
That's not a favor.
By being on her teams and helping her teams do better is a favor.
Miss Mullins, that's ridiculous. Ridiculous! As my six-year-old would say. Ridiculous!
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Why didn't it happen, Miss Mullins?
I actually don't remember saying at $50 an hour what we talked about.
You just said to me.
No, I didn't have...
No, listen to me. I know you're a fast talker, but you're never going to be as sharp as I am.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Trisha Hart says her former cheerleading student, Kaylee Mullins, borrowed money to pay her tuition and has never paid it back.
You called to ask her for a favor for a loan. Were you working at the time?
Yes, I was working.
And who were you working for?
Coach.
How many hours a week?
Not very many.
How many hours a week?
Probably like 8 hours, maybe. That's at the max. I was a full-time student plus full-time in cheerleading.
And in what month and year were you short of tuition?
I had to pay for previous tuition.
So you hadn't paid for tuition for the previous semester?
Correct. And that's why I needed them.
Because they wouldn't let you enroll in classes
right.
for September. Why didn't you pay last year's tuition?
I didn't have the money.
Well, where'd you expect to get the money from? You went to class. Did you get student loans?
I did previously.
Of course you did. How much did you get in student loans a year?
A year, around $6,000.
Don't make it up. If you don't know, say I don't know, but don't make it up.
Well,
it's irritating to me.
Well, I mean, each semester is around $2,000, $3,000, so I'm assuming around $6,000, $7,000.
What'd you do with the money?
With what money?
That you got for tuition that you didn't pay.
I put it in for the other, it went into the loans. Like, it went into for my tuition. Whenever I asked for the money, I didn't get it for that last tuition or that last semester.
Well, if you didn't get it for the last semester, it was because you weren't a full-time student.
No, I was a full-time. In order to cheer, I had to be a full-time student.
Well, then there was something that I'm not getting right. If you applied for the loan and if you didn't get it, and if you had gotten it previously and you were a full-time student, something is wrong that doesn't make sense to me, Miss Mullins.
I don't think I applied for that semester. I was too late. I didn't hit the deadline.
Why?
Because I was cheering. I was doing all this and that, extracurricular activities and school and stuff like that.
How much money did you give him, Ms. Hart?
I lent Kaylee $3,300.
According to your complaint, she subsequently left school. When did she leave school?
She moved out to take an employment position with me in May of 08. In April, at a competition at a cheerleading event, she asked if I had any room for employment, that she was done with school. And I said the only way I'd employ her is if we came up with an agreement to start paying back this loan. We had a gentleman's agreement of $50 every Friday, which never happened. And
why didn't it happen, Ms. Mullins?
Well, because of what I've gotten paid and the hourly rate I got, plus for utilities, plus for my rent, I didn't have any money available at that time.
Okay, so now we've reached the point where we agree that in May of 2008, you agreed to pay Ms. Hart $50 a week towards the loan.
I actually don't remember saying at $50 an hour what we talked about.
You just said to me.
No, I didn't have...
No, listen to me. I know you're a fast talker, but you're never going to be as sharp as I am.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Want justice? Go to judgejudy.com or call 1-888-800-JUDY.
You just said to me that the reason you didn't give her the $50 a week was because of the hourly wage she was paying you and you had other expenses. That's what you just said.
Well, I just said that I had...
That's what you just said to me.
Okay.
The reason that you didn't give her the $50 a week is because of the hourly wage she was paying you and your other expenses, utilities, etc. That's what you told me.
Well, I just don't recall saying all that.
All right, good. You owe $3,300. Judgment for the plaintiff. That's all. Yes. Thank you.
You may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
She's a great kid. However, I had the money to help.
Obviously, I just didn't feel like I owed the money.
Not to give and donate.
So I'm a little bit upset and angry about it.
And that was very clear from the moment that we discussed whether or not the loan was going to happen.
Eventually, hopefully, it'll work out. But if not, Can't really do anything about it.
We'll see. I think that there's still some growing up that needs to be done. And once that happens, I'm sure things could be mended.